Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Chappers.
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
Do you know, I don't want to moan, but I think I've got mum flu.
Oh, have you?
You know?
Oh, no. When did this come on?
It came on Friday.
Right. Are you going to be off tomorrow, do you think?
Oh, no, no. I'm not like Becky. I'm not leading up for a day off.
Oh, okay.
I'll soldier on.
Because normally with Becky, the warning signs would be there by now, and you'd say, oh, I don't know.
No. Yeah. I'll keep... you know what, as men are like, we battle through, don't we?
It's weird, because
I used
to be the ill kid of this show, and now I feel that the baton has been taken from me, rather.
Well, yeah. It's very unusual. It's usually Becky.
You're never ill, no.
No. Yeah.
Right.
that was just partly for effect.
New record of the week coming up, which is amazing. Bit of good slice of pop for you. And we've got a whole new week of what's occurring at 5:30. We've just recorded something very uncomfortable. You'll hear that later.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I want to say thank you to all the students I pledged over the weekend in Teesside and Newcastle and Derby.
Oh, Derby as well, was it?
Yeah, that was Saturday night, and the other two on Friday night. Really good.
How was Newcastle?
Amazing.
Was it?
So good, yeah. Teesside, also good.
Were there either of the girls that we spoke to on Friday afternoon, were they there? The ones who were confused about you being plastered all over the campus?
Oh, I don't know.
No?
There was a lot of people, yeah. Good.
Do you have people to keep them back?
No.
Did you have time on the weekend to sort out your ferret for your housemate?
Oh, I haven't, no. I'm stalling on it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Your flatmate's there, he's got a broken heart. All he wants to mend it is a ferret, and you're stalling him.
Well, I haven't been there really this weekend. I've been, as I said, up north and in Derby and Newcastle and stuff.
They have ferrets up north.
Yeah, I know, but like, I haven't seen him to talk about it, which is just as well, because I've decided I don't want a ferret in my house.
Well, I think I've come up with a better pet idea than a ferret.
Right, please go for it, because I need something else to fall back on when he... Because tonight I'll see him, because I'm going to the cinema with him tonight.
Are you?
I know, I'm going to see a film.
What are you going to see?
Slumdog Millionaire.
Are you?
Yeah,
excellent.
Tonight.
Good.
Anyway, so we arranged that on the phone yesterday, but obviously the ferret thing will come up in conversation tonight, so what do I say?
Parrot.
Why?
I really think you should get a parrot rather than a ferret.
Right.
But they're just better, aren't they?
And why are they better?
I think they're more fun.
Right. Do you lose them as much? Probably not.
No,
they're less likely to go up your trouser leg, I think.
I would say, yeah.
And the best bit about the parrots is that they talk to you, so if ever you're just in the house on your own, you'll
That's
just
true.
Have a conversation.
Ferrets don't talk to you, do they?
No, parrots are amazing. They pick up on everything you say.
Right.
How do you know so much about
one of my friend's uncles had a parrot, and I thought you had to teach it to say stuff like pretty boy and all that sort of stuff, but no, it just copies everything you say. Which is quite worrying.
Seriously,
sometimes.
Is that what you'd want the parrot
to say to you? Oh, pretty boy.
you don't want to be copying everything I say in my house, or
I think
it'd him
be
for that matter.
Pet for you.
Really?
Well, I think we could just have it on. Can't we just get one on the show?
I would love you to have a parrot. God, that could be fantastic.
Yeah, should we get one on the show?
I think so.
And I could try it out that way.
Well, I think it's better than a ferret.
I agree. And that's what I could say to him. When we go to the cinema tonight, about that, right, I come up with a brilliant idea. I won't say it to you. I'll claim it as my own. I'll say, brilliant, yes, now I've got an idea. Let's get a parrot because it will talk to you. And I think he might go for that. Okay. If anyone's got a parrot we can, like, borrow, would you text me, please, on 81199? What we could do, I'd love to have it in the studio, first of all.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be good.
Can we get a speaking one, though?
Yeah, we want a speaking one. So if you've got a parrot we can borrow, obviously you can come in as well, being the parrot owner. You can sit in the corner of the studio and with your parrot and see exactly what goes on here in the magical world of Radio 1.
It might not be right to say this, but could the parrot come with a cage so that it doesn't get too near me? Cause
I thought it was dogs you were scared of, not parrots.
Well, all kind of animals, really. I'm not sure. Do you
know when it's flapping around?
I don't know what the correct. I don't know what you're meant to do or what you're not meant to do. But
birds flapping freaks me out, actually.
Well, put it in that corner rather than that corner, then it'll be fine.
In a cage.
Yeah, in a cage. Then we'll have a nice chat with it.
If you've got a parrot, if you're a parrot owner and you've got one that talks and will mock everything we say, we'd like that a lot. Send me a text to 81199. We'll try and come to some kind of agreement.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Kevin West Sussex been on saying, no, ferrets are much more fun than parrots, Scott. I've got 6. They're quite funny. They follow me everywhere. And you can take them for walks on leads and stuff. Yeah, but they don't talk. I'm well into the parrot idea now. And I'm thinking, here in the credit crunch, we could save a lot of money if anyone's got a parrot that could do the sport.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So, I mean, for now, we can teach it that. But for now, if you've got a parrot that talks, aren't there stories of, like, people like their secrets being given away by parrots and stuff.
Yeah, that was their famous one of that couple that had split up because the parrot had dobbed one of them in.
Oh, yeah. Because the other... said he was having an affair.
Yeah.
Because the parrot said it.
Yeah.
Seriously, imagine, think about all the things that we say off-air in this studio when the records are on.
Yeah.
And then ask yourself this question again. Do we really want a parrot in here? Yep. I do, actually.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Do we want a parrot?
Yes.
Yes. So 81199, if you're a parrot owner and you prepare to come into Radio 1 with your parrot, that talks, okay? It needs to talk.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast.
Hey, Robin.
Hi.
Hey, Scott, are you right?
Yeah, I'm fine, I'm all right.
Have you had a parrot before?
Yeah, we had one a couple of years ago, but we had to get rid of it.
Why?
Well, it was really cute to start with. It used to, like, play football and everything on the table with you.
Oh, yeah, we want that.
He used to, like, flick a ball at it and he used to kick it back.
Chapazoli, are you would love that?
Yeah, ball-playing parrot.
Football-playing parrot? Come on. Yeah? What else?
It was just really jealous. When you spoke to anybody else when you were in the same room as the parrot, it just used to scream top volume and screech at you.
They get jealous, do they?
Yeah.
Wow. did it say anything?
Yeah, all it used to do was ask what you were doing every 5 seconds.
What are you doing? Been watching EastEnders.
Was it a female parrot?
I don't know.
All right.
Oh. It was one of the big colourful ones.
Right, okay, good. So, would you recommend it or not?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Did it try and, like, mock everything that you said, or was it just what you're doing?
It was just what you're doing all the
God.
Time. It couldn't say anything else.
No, that's rubbish. We don't want one of them. We need someone with a parrot who says more than what you're doing or just one phrase. Do you remember we had that parrot ages ago? I think it was one of our listeners, and it went, "All right, treacle," and that's all it said.
Remember did that? We?
Yeah, we did, yeah. We used to play it.
All right.
Also, someone's been on saying that their parrot just used to make the noise of a mobile phone. That would get old, wouldn't it?
Very, very confusing.
If your parrot says more than what you're doing or makes
thanks
more...
Thanks for making the noise of a phone,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, you've still got that tone. I'm on polyphonic.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I'm still diddle-oo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Do you believe this text from somebody who says that they had a parrot that used to mimic their mum? And so this person would get called downstairs for their tea, but it wasn't the mum that had done it, and the parrot would just be there with its wing over its beak laughing.
Not for 1 second, no. Not for 1 second. I quite like the idea of it, though. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah, where are you?
I'm in Hemsworth at the moment, actually, near Wakefield.
There's a big fight brewing on the text. What's better, a ferret or a parrot? Where do you stand?
Ferrets, definitely.
Why?
Well, I've been breeding them for the last 10 years, and at the moment I own 16.
You've got 16 ferrets?
Yep.
And do you put them down your trousers, or is that just an urban myth?
That's an urban myth, but if they work out that you're wearing long socks, they will try and climb them.
Really? Okay.
Wrong socks, did you say?
Wrong socks.
I always wear wrong socks. Mine never match up, so I...
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So you think ferrets... The thing is, though, ferrets can't be better than parrots because parrots talk and play football.
Yes, but they also have the mentality of a toddler and get extremely bored and destructive.
Yeah, that's true. Ferrets don't get jealous, do they?
No, they don't tend to get jealous.
Oh, I don't know what to do.
Are ferrets cleverer?
Yes, they tend to be.
We get loads of texts saying that they smell.
Well, yes, that's true. They do smell, but you get used to it.
And you have 16?
Yes.
Anyway, you're listening to the pet phone-in here on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. Okay, that's good. You haven't helped me at all. I don't know what to do. Thank you, Sarah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, this has developed on the text now. Thank you for all your parrot and ferret texts about what I'm going to get. It's kind of changed into, what's better, a parrot or a ferret? There's only one way to find out. Fight! Actually, that's probably not allowed, is it? Coming up on today's Scott Mills show, a ferret fights a parrot. Mm. That's probably illegal, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you were saying that you probably couldn't do it because you'd have nicked someone else's idea. I was thinking.
No, that never bothers me.
Oh, no, right.
unless
you dress Becky up as a giant ferret and Gemma, for example, from upstairs as a giant parrot and let them fight each other.
Yeah, I think people will watch that, wouldn't they?
And we could video it.
I mean, it has been done before on TV on Saturday evening, I think.
Not between a parrot and a ferret, though.
He hasn't done that one yet, has
he?
Yeah. Watch out, Harry. So, yes, we are going to get one. We've decided for the studio, we are going to get a parrot. I don't know. A parrot. We are going to get a parrot. Hooray. Right, the Saturdays are on now. I met them on Saturday. They're very nice. They were in Derby. They were
all right.
at the student gig.
What? They'd come to see you?
No, don't be ridiculous. They were playing after me.
Have you not met them before?
Yeah, I gave one of them my coat once, but she didn't remember that. I did.
Hang on, could you just stop? I know we're meant to hit a lyric here, but yeah. You gave one of them your coat?
Yeah, because she was cold.
Not that puffer thing you
not
have.
This.
I was going to say.
What's wrong with my... No,
she
not.
Obviously gave it you straight back.
No, it was at, when I went to X Factor, when Britney Spears was on, and one of them was there, I can't remember her name, the blonde one, one of the blonde ones, and I said, she was like, oh, I'm freezing,
did you expect
so I was a gentleman
oh, right.
and offered her my coat.
You didn't give her your coat and expect to get a ticket back.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Leave a pound in and a little
that,
tray
that,
for
is that
her.
A quid, love?
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, so the credit crunch is really on at the moment. You've got no money. It's January. It's a bit cold. It's a bit wet. It's all a bit rubbish, really, eh, chappers?
Yeah.
Now, I've got something here that you can buy that will really, really cheer you up, okay, everybody? If you're feeling a bit rubbish at the moment, no money, it's cold, it's January. Right, oh, you've got a cold.
I didn't... That wasn't planned.
Then this will really cheer you up, okay? This is absolutely real.
Next time you're feeling down, feeling that no one really gets you, or you're just wanting to hear some encouraging words...
Is that you, Chappers?
Yeah.
Do you recognise his voice? Listen.
Next time you're feeling down, feeling that no one really gets you, or you're just wanting to hear some encouraging words...
Sounds a bit familiar, I think.
Excuse me, beautiful princess, Kermit the Frog here, Sesame Street News. I wonder if you could just answer a couple questions for our viewers out there.
Does sound a little bit like Kermit. Anyway, you're feeling down, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a solution?
I don't know.
Well, there's a solution.
You can have what you want. You can do it. The finish line is closer than you think.
The Cheers to You CD is 8 tracks filled with encouragement and cheering applause.
Now, this is real, okay? You're feeling
right.
A bit down. It's a CD with some crowd noise cheering on it and someone saying how amazing you are. Now, that would make you feel better, wouldn't it?
It might.
Right, it. Listen, check it out.
We're on your side. We're here for you. We believe in you.
We guarantee you'll be feeling better about yourself and your life, or we'll give you your money back.
How good is that? So you've had a bad day. You know, it's been a bit of a rubbish Monday at work. You're feeling not good. Get home, you put that on, sorted. Immediately, you feel so much better. You also, included as well,
yeah.
You get...
Is there more?
Yeah. You get these bits of silver jigsaw puzzle with positive statements on.
Order the Cheers to You CD, and you'll also receive 3 puzzle-shaped affirmative tokens. One says, I am courageous. Another, I am unstoppable. And the third, without me, the puzzle is incomplete.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get my affirmative tokens.
Mm-hmm. The bits of jigsaw puzzle with... Good
I could just
on.
Write one for you now if you want.
If you could, what are you going to put?
I can't write that now.
What? What, you're going to put I am amazing?
I might have been, yeah.
Right, okay, but you're supposed to put some me.
Yeah, I was going to tear it up for you.
Oh, I see, right. You're not writing about yourself. Also, there's more. Listen, it's a bargain.
Together, all these items normally sell for $35, but right now you can get them for only $24.95. Call now, and don't forget.
Hooray for you!
How good is that?
I don't feel as cheery. Now I know it's $35 for 3 bits of a jigsaw puzzle.
Well, it has cheered me up in the fact that I'm laughing at it because it's so stupid.
No, it's
laughing
good.
With it, Becky.
Oh,
that's
sorry,
what you
yeah,
mean.
With
laughing.
It.
With it.
Now, this whole CD is 30,000 people cheering. There's appreciation, there's encouragement, acknowledgement, general praise. It praises you for being a hard worker. It praises you for being a good friend, for, you know, following your dreams. How would you feel listening to this, do you think?
A fraud?
Imagine it. No, listen. Okay, right. You've had a bad day.
Yeah.
Right. You might be driving home right now. You've had an awful day. Listen to this and tell me it doesn't cheer you up.
All this is for you. We know you've been working really hard, and sometimes you think it's never going to happen, but it is. So don't give up. You're almost there. You can have what you want. You can do it. Don't stop now. Just keep going.
Oh, it's making me feel better.
Is it? It sounds a bit like the start to the lottery.
Or the cheering. It does a little bit.
We want to thank you for all your hard work. You're the one who steps up and gets things done around here.
Uh-huh. That's me.
You keep your word. You deliver what you promise. And then you go the extra mile.
Oh, yeah. You faded that out quickly, didn't you?
Some of that wasn't smiling
and waving at us as that started.
Some of that wasn't applicable. I had to fade it out.
Congratulations. You did it. You didn't let anyone or anything stop you. All your hard work has paid off. Mm-hmm. You knew where you were headed, and you kept walking a straight line toward that goal. You took the obstacles and made them rungs on a ladder.
I didn't get that bit.
No.
Also, here's one you can give to someone as a present. Becky, mm-hmm. imagine one day there's a little CD waiting for you as a present, okay? Mm-hmm. How would you feel? Listen.
Because of you, I wake up smiling. Because of you, I am the happiest I've ever been. Because of you, my life makes sense. I know why I'm here, to love you and be loved by you.
How would you feel if you, let's say your boyfriend got that for you?
I think he's lazy for not recording it himself.
At least put your own voice on it. No, it says here, it's a great gift for wives and brides and girlfriends to give to the one they love. And also, listen to this. A satisfied customer writes, I played this for my boyfriend. He was smiling ear to ear. And we were glad that neither of us had to work the next day. What does that mean?
I think so they could listen to it again.
Some people quite enjoying the praise, actually, because they had a bad day and they feel better now.
Good.
Some people feeling a bit guilty because they've done no work today at all and feel a bit guilty getting all the praise.
Right.
I reckon we could undercut these people, you know.
Do you?
There's quite a lot of money with their feel-good CDs. We could do, you know, like our own version, I think. I think you'd be quite good at this.
But what do we do about the jigsaw?
We can think about that later.
Okay.
Imagine that, though, when people are feeling a bit low, they put a CD of you on. And they feel a lot better.
Do you think?
Yes. Can we try it out? Can we try that out?
All right, then.
Okay, I'm going to put some echo on you. If you could just talk now in a big voice.
Yeah, how does that sound? Does that sound all right?
Oh, yeah, that's good, yeah.
I feel better already.
Okay. Okay, just read that what I put in front of you there.
Okay.
I've got some effects for you.
Well done, you. You're pretty special, you are. You, the man. And you look like a stud. Oh, yes. The girls think you are hot. They all do. They say to me, isn't he a bit of all right? And I say, yes, he could even turn me. That's because you're amazing. Don't listen to what they all say at work. It's not true. You're not a lazy waste of space. With bad personal hygiene.
Sorry, just stop the applause there for a second.
They're just jealous. You're a total hero, stud muffin. Go, stud muffin, go. Well, that got them going, didn't it? Like that. Go get 'em, you muffin of studness. Viva la studitude. And it is not true what your last girlfriend said about you to all your mates. It really didn't happen that often, did it? It was just a one-off, wasn't it? And you were very tired that day. You're in tip-top physical shape, and all the ladies know it. Yes, they all want a bit of you. You're an animal. A tiger. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Some people are saying that maybe we could get the Posh Radio 4 lady to do that.
The female version?
As opposed to you. He did sound a bit like someone off Red Dwarf, apparently.
Off Red Dwarf?
I don't know.
Okay.
Holly? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for your text on that. Some people feel strangely sexy. Some people feel a little bit violated. And some people, they just very enjoyed it, actually. And said that they would rather buy your one than the American one.
Well, there we are.
Now, this week, it's all about money on Radio 1. Need any advice on cash? It's all online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Earlier, Moyles sent Greg James out to try and make some money, so he went busking. Because that's what I would do. If I needed to make some money really quick, what's the first thing you do? You go busking. I'm sure you would too, listeners.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hello, Greg James.
Hi.
Hi. Now, it's all about money this week on Radio 1, and you were sent out earlier today, and you had to make as much cash as you could whilst busking, right?
Moyle set me the challenge this morning, and I had to go to three different tube stations.
In that London?
In London. Leicester Square, Waterloo, and then finished off at Canary Wharf this afternoon.
Okay.
So the quiet ones?
Yeah. Yeah, really the quiet ones.
Shall we hear a bit of that?
Here's the first one. One of my favourites. How do you play?
Have you got a backing track?
They sent me out with a karaoke machine.
Right, but it's karaoke really then, isn't it? It's not busking. Here we go.
It's not unusual to make love by anyone.
What was the response, Gemini?
Not the best.
No. I'd like you, you did some more contemporary tunes as well. Can you make money off busking?
Well, I was speaking to one of the tube people, and they said that there's this one guy who makes about 500 quid a day.
What?
Every now and then.
I'm only asking because...
Is that like Chris Martin or someone?
No, this is just a guy who whistles.
I'm only asking...
Who whistles?
Got an instrument.
No, he just whistles.
And makes £500 a day?
Yeah, he does 8 till 8. And he 8 till 8, he makes £500.
Why didn't you just whistle then? Because that might have been better for you.
I had to use the instruments that were provided.
I think you cheated, because that's not really busking.
I didn't cheat the task. Yeah. I had a tambourine on my leg, so I was just tapping.
I'd love to have seen that.
Well, there's a video online
of it. Did you dance?
Right now. Not really, I jigged. It was so awkward. I can't.
You don't seem very happy about this.
I jigged.
It was just the most embarrassing thing I've ever done.
Really?
And I've done some really embarrassing things, but that was really difficult because they're just miserable Londoners and just giving you the glare.
Yeah.
Obviously, as I would do if I saw myself doing that, I'd think isn't it right yet.
Now, people listening who've got no money at the moment will be thinking, well, maybe this is an option for me. Maybe tonight I should go busking. What would your advice be to them, Greg?
Think of something else.
Right.
Pretty much.
If you do have any money worries at all, you can go online to bbc.co.uk/radio1. I doubt the buskin's on there as one of the ideas.
No, I don't think so.
Now, we've got the envelope here of how much you have raised today, Becky. Oh, that's quite good.
Remember, notes aren't going to make a noise.
That's right. Okay, let's have a look.
Now, let me just say, at the first one, I got £4. The second one, I got an extra sort of tenner.
Did you do what I presume quite a few buskers do, which is put some of your own money in the thing first to
make people
going
the ball
past
rolling.
Think that you
do they do that?
Yeah, you can't just have an empty hat because they think you're rubbish.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, we have a grand total of £18.51.20 off of euros.
Oh.
Good for your next trip abroad.
20 right? cents.
That's quite good, because what time have you been out since?
10.
Well done.
But let me just say, in my defence, I did quit at 3 minutes past three.
Oh, did you?
In a half.
I couldn't.
Did you have a diva?
I did, not really. But I've been up since half two this morning.
Yeah.
And I was just in Canary Wharf Station, just singing Bleeding Love for the 15th time.
Not bad, that. Who's that on you on the flute?
Yeah, well, they gave me a recorder.
I really think you need to go to bed soon. Don't you think?
I think I've gone a bit mad now.
Yeah, okay. So there we are, £18.51. So I wouldn't recommend busking, but if you do have any problems with money, then go online, because loads of quite reassuring stuff is on there at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go home.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
This never happens, but I'm actually going to see a film tonight at the cinema. I can't remember the last time I went to the cinema. And I'm not going to see Beverly Hills Chihuahua. However, we do need to book that in, Becky. When are you free this week?
Did you just clear your finger there? Yep.
Tomorrow night?
I can't.
Wednesday?
No, I can't. What, Laurie?
Thursday?
No. Well, Friday I can do.
I don't want to go to cinema with you on a Friday night.
Why?
Well, so for going out, isn't it?
Well, I do think people might think you're a couple.
What, so I'm not good enough to go out with you on a Friday night, if but any other night
you're
is fine.
You're more of a Sunday afternoon or a Monday or Tuesday night.
But I am not important enough in your life to be a Friday night person. I'm not the kind of person you would go out with on a Friday evening. I'm just for weekdays.
A Sunday afternoon's quite damning, though.
That is damning. You're a Sunday afternoon.
I don't think you've ever said anything as insulting to him as that.
Forget it. It's fine. I'll go and see Beverly Hills Chihuahua with someone else.
I'll go with you on Friday.
No, you won't. You'll go with me on Friday night to see Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
You'll have to take the kids to school.
What, on Friday night?
Well, I've heard you use that excuse before, at weekends.
I'm going to see Slumdog Millionaire tonight, because Nahal said I should, and lots of other people
as well.
So you're
going to Nahal's cinema tonight?
No, I'm just going with my flatmate. There's been a wardrobe malfunction. Have you seen this? This is amazing.
No, don't draw attention to it.
Look, don't draw attention to it.
I've got this massive big hole in my jeans right on my bum. I thought I could feel cold.
Is that what you were trying to tell me before?
When I walked and I went, sorry, and then pointed.
You pointed and went, massive hole.
this is like at the Student Radio Awards a couple of years ago. Do you remember this? When my suit trousers ripped. One cheek was hanging out for about an hour before anybody said anything at all.
Mine's not that bad. No, it's not a whole cheek.
No, I know. It's enough. Thanks very much.
Did you plan that at the Student Radio Awards?
No. Right. No one told me for ages.
Who ripped your trousers?
I don't know.
How can you not notice that one of your cheeks is hanging out the back of your
trousers?
I just
didn't. I was on stage as well. No one told me. No. Can't wear them again. It's 5:32. On Radio 1.
I thought that's the least of your worries.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
OK, then, let's play our guessing game quiz. Oh, what's occurring? 81199 to play along.
Oh, what's occurring?
A brand new week. Chappers, you've been rubbish at this lately.
I didn't have a very good week last week, did I,
no,
to be honest?
Let's try and better it, shall we? Here's your first situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Coolio?
Yeah.
You know Coolio, you know?
I know
Coolio. You know Coolio, yeah? He was on Sarah Cox's show earlier, you know?
Was he?
Oh, yeah. Here's my question to you. During that interview this morning, you know, how many times did Coolio say, you know?
Okay.
Chappers.
17.
17 times. Becky?
20.
Did Coxie talk about food with him?
Not much. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
With Sarah Cox earlier on Oh, What's Occurring? Here's Coolio, you know.
And then, you know, everybody was like, because I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so I just... You know, views, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You know, I wasn't, you know, you know, I mean, you know, we're,
okay.
You know, so, you know,
yeah,
you know, being able to just, you know, even knew about, you know,
okay,
you know, well, you know, I mean, I put in a little hat and then, you know,
yeah,
you know, because, you know, they look better, they, you know, kind of,
okay.
You know, I, you know.
Of course.
Like, you know, like. Well, you know what? I mean, you know. Well, you know what? You know what I'm saying? You know how we're getting down, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't.
I think it was.
34?
Or ish. I'm going to have to say ish.
34. You get the point, Becky. It's fine.
Oh! What's occurring?
Like I'm carrying my form from last week into this week.
Uh-huh. So, Becky's in the lead. Next one.
Well done. Well done.
Remember on the streets last week, I went and did some high fives?
Yeah.
Because high fives are back. Now, I got 4 people on the street, managed to get them to high five me last week. Today we sent Gemma off of the office upstairs to go out and once again do some more high fives. My question to you, would she be more successful than me? How many people would high five Gemma on the streets of Great Britain this afternoon? Out of 10, this is.
Out of 10. Right. You got 4, didn't you?
4, yeah.
And you asked most people in a really embarrassing kind of way.
Thanks.
So I'm going to say more than that. I'm going to say... 6.
Chapa says 6. Becky is saying
7. I already had 7 in my head.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Gemma from our office. High-fiving people.
High five.
Woo!
Woo!
Yay!
Show me some skin.
Woo!
Yeah, is that it?
Show me some skin.
Woo!
High five. I'll give you a high five.
Hit me high, sister.
Woo!
Is that all you wanted to say?
Palms in the air.
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
High five. Sweet or sour, show me some skin.
Sorry, actually, I don't really know what else to say. Sweet or sour, what's all that about?
Show me some skin.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to flash. Oh, you wanted a high five. Oh, I see, I get it.
Hit me high, honey, hit me high. High five!
Is that your random thing? Okay, very exciting.
Hit me high, baby.
Okay.
Woo!
Now, what else? That's it. Game over.
Oh, I'm a bit jealous. She obviously had it going on, didn't she, there? Cause...
Well, I think she kind of intimidated them into doing high fives.
Yeah.
Because most of them sounded scared stiff when she approached
them. Much more threatening than me.
If you do sweet and sour, I reckon you'd have got more.
Yeah.
And call people honey.
Or sister.
Oh, sorry. That was 10. Becky gets the point once again. Oh. What are you doing?
Oh. What's occurring?
And now it's my favourite. It's the return of the plastic surgery game. Do you love it? You love it. Now, we got two people from our office to play this earlier today. We get the first person in the partnership on and ask them if they could have anything done, what would your partner have done plastic surgery wise? How many would get the same answer as their partner and not split up as a result? Out of two people,
out of two people?
Yeah.
Right.
How many couples?
We'll get it right. I'll go one.
You think one couple said the same answer as each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does Becky go tactical here by going one either way?
Well, there's two couples, so I've got to say none or two, haven't I?
I know.
Oh, right, sorry. None. I don't expect you to make jokes, you're ill. He's not as ill as he makes out.
No.
He is.
Oh, God. Oh, Megan. Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's time for the plastic surgery game. Hi, Pippa.
Hi, Scott.
Now, what's your partner's name, please?
I call him Andrew, but most people call him Andy.
How long have you been seeing Andrew for?
It's a long story, but I'll try and cut it short.
Yeah, if you could.
Technically now, we've seen each other about 5.5 to 6 years.
Now, you think you know Andrew quite well, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, Pippa, here's my question.
Okay.
If Andrew was to have plastic surgery and money was no object, what kind of surgery would he have done? His own choice.
Crumbs. Oh, no. This could be something that ends it all if I get it wrong. Okay.
Yep.
He'd have... Well, he's got a little bit of a paunch. Is that what we call it? And so maybe he'd have some sort of surgery...
A bit of liposuction.
Yeah, a bit of liposuction on his tummy. Yeah.
Is he piling on the pounds?
It's just getting a little bit rounder down there.
Yeah, because you've been going out a long time now, see? He doesn't care anymore, does he? He's just putting it on.
He's lovely, don't get me wrong.
No. Just a bit of liposuction wouldn't go amiss.
Yeah, no, maybe just to flatten out a little bit, but...
He's getting a bit too secure now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out. Andrew?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you? Got a quick thing for you, right?
Yeah.
I just asked Pippa... If you were to have cosmetic surgery, right, which bit would you get done?
Get rid of my stomach, I guess.
What's wrong with it?
Just getting a bit fat.
What, a bit of liposuction?
Probably, yeah.
That's amazing. That's exactly what she said.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Obviously,
she agrees with you. She said you're getting really fat now.
So
She just said you were way too secure in the relationship and some liposuction wouldn't go amiss, I think was the phrase she used.
So I've got to get it done now, have I?
No, you haven't. No,
that's what you said, Pippa, wasn't it? Right, well, thanks very much to both of you for that.
Cheers, Scott.
One down so far.
Oh, you are a horrible man.
Next. Hi, Ian.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, we've had to wait till your girlfriend gets out of school, haven't we, to do this?
Yeah, I'm slightly worried about this as well.
How long have you been seeing your girlfriend? Is it Daniela?
It is Daniela. Just about 5 years, actually. It's five years and a couple of weeks.
Wow, that's quite a long time.
I know.
Here's a question.
Okay.
If Daniela was going to have one piece of plastic surgery,
oh, man.
Right, what do you think she would say she wanted done?
Oh, man. I don't know.
What looks a bit dodgy?
You know, this is a really difficult question to ask me, and now she's going to possibly kill me.
No, she won't.
Nose?
Her nose.
Nose, maybe?
What's wrong with her nose?
It's nothing. It's lovely.
Is it really big?
No, it's not really big. No, it's
just
not really big at all.
A bit to the side.
No,
is it bent like Stephen Fry's nose?
It's not Stephen Fry's standards.
It's like it's been squashed in the door. Okay, right, okay, give me a second. Hi, is that Daniela?
Hi, Scott.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. How was your day at school?
Fine, thank you.
I've just got a question for you. Just been having a chat to Ian. Let me just ask you this. If you could have one piece of plastic surgery done on yourself, what would you have done?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it.
Anything you're not happy with?
Not really. I do not. Maybe my stomach, I guess.
Bit of lipo?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Why, what did he say?
What did you say, Ian?
Oh, please don't do this to me. I think I might have said nose by accident.
Yeah, he wants you to have a nose job.
Great.
Do you hate me now?
No.
Do you think your nose is a bit dodgy, Daniela?
No, I think my nose is fine.
Why would he say that then?
I don't know.
So, Ian, is the nose job something you really want Daniela to consider?
No, not at all. I think she's got a lovely nose, actually.
Okay. You've changed your mind, yeah?
Yeah, I've changed my mind. She's perfect in every way.
Excellent. All right, well, thanks to both of you.
Okay.
You are horrible.
I think that went well. You got the point on that.
Actually, I'm not quite sure whether I should be happy about that at all, as another two relationships go to the wall.
Even so, Becky still wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Let me know how you did on 81199.
Oh. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. Still reeling from the news that I was told earlier by Becky that I'm certainly never a Friday night friend to her, more of a midweek after work friend.
Well, no, a Sunday afternoon.
A Sunday, not even a midweek after work, I'm a Sunday afternoon friend.
You're a Monday after work or a Sunday afternoon.
But not a Friday.
No.
Am I ever a Saturday?
No.
This is after I... said that maybe we should do something on Friday night. Admittedly, I'm not free any other night this week, but that's not the point. It's 10 past 6.
What did you want to go and see again? What did you want to go and see again?
Beverly Hills Chihuahua at the cinema.
What? Am I being stupid here? What is that? Is that
What's Beverly Hills Chihuahua? Where have you been?
It's about dogs.
In Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills, by any chance.
And they talk and wear cool clothes and stuff.
Right, okay.
I think it's like Clueless for dogs.
I think you'll find it's actually will be one of your favourite films of the year if you bother to go and see it.
All right, OK.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Phil.
Hi, Phil. Where are you today?
Down in Somerset.
What's going on?
Well, I was just playing the plastic surgery game with my girlfriend.
Oh, no, don't play that at home. What happened?
Well, she said to me, what would my answer be? And I said, nothing, really. I like everything about your body. And she was like, OK. And I asked her what would mine be, and she said, well, I think you might want to have a nose job or something. I know.
So, and what was your answer going to be?
Nothing about her body, no. I like everything about it.
But no,
what did you think
about
you would
yourself?
Have to have done?
I think it's fine.
Oh, right, OK, so you said nothing and she said nose job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, that you shouldn't do that. It's a dangerous game to play with your partner unless you do have a professional at hand like myself. Hello.
I know, it's just to make
it over. Just to smooth it over a bit, you see, because the couples we had on earlier, they're fine now.
Are they?
Yes, they are. I've made sure. There's aftercare involved as well. I don't just go, right, that's it, bye.
There's aftercare.
Yeah, I send them a text and go, is everything all right? And they go, yeah, it's fine. some people on the text think the plastic surgery game is very, very cruel and very horrible. But some people also think it's very, very funny. Do you think it will work with colleagues as well? You know, people that like sit next to each other at work.
I think it could be even better with colleagues.
Maybe we should do that next. I think that's a really good idea.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky? Mm-hmm. So who are your Friday night friends then?
What, you want me to name them?
Well, yeah.
Well, like,
who are your friends that you would see on a Friday night if it's not me?
Vicky, my boyfriend, Chappers.
Yeah. That's not, Chappers isn't a Friday night.
Yeah, I can be.
Oh, he's
yeah.
not. Yeah. When have you ever seen... Come on.
Been to when his gigs before.
When yeah. have you ever been out with Chappers
me
on
and
a
Becky
Friday
have
night?
Sort of had,
don't be telling me that Chappers is a Friday night friend and I'm not.
Yeah.
That's not true. You're just playing us off against each other.
You're one of my Friday night friends, Becky, as well.
Scott, I wish you'd just leave this. Well, I know, but it's am I a bit needy?
Am I like a colleague?
Are you like a what?
A colleague to you? Am I like a colleague? Is that all you think of?
Do I really have to?
Yeah, say it. Get it out there. Go on.
Yes, you are.
Right. Okay. So I'm not a friend. I'm just a colleague.
You're a friendly colleague.
colleague. No, thanks very much.
If you want to go to the cinema, I'm more than happy. I'll just do it within work hours.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So if
I don't want to see you when I'm having, can have fun.
Right. As long as we've got that cleared out, that's brilliant. Thanks so much for that. Now, do you remember last week on the show we were talking about that commercial which is on TV rather a lot at the moment, and it's the one for hair dye. Remember we were talking about this? And the evil 8-year-old girls who have murdered their mother and are trying to get their dad to find them another victim via the medium of hair dye.
Yeah.
If you've not heard this one, you've probably seen it by now. It's on all the time.
Dad?
Hmm?
It's time. You'd be a really nice catch for somebody. Please?
Just for Men takes 5 easy minutes. Targets only the
don't
gray hair.
Do it! They're gonna kill you!
Something great.
For my girls.
Takes a picture?
Yes! I'm glad we did it.
Just for Men.
Yeah, you're glad because you know you've got your next victim right there, ready. Anyway, there's another one which a few people have been emailing me about, and this one also caught my attention over the weekend.
Right.
Again, it involves, well, a slightly evil child, maybe, I think. And this is an ad for bathroom freshener. Have you seen this one?
No.
Right, listen to this.
Mom, I want to do a poo.
Come on then.
But I want to do a poo in Paul's bathroom.
Don't be silly, come on.
I'm going to do a poo at Paul's.
Paul's bathroom has Glade Touch and Fresh. More discreet than an aerosol, it's no more bad smells, just a pleasant fragrance. Touch and Fresh from Glade.
Mm-hmm. So he wants to do a poo at Paul's, right? Now, if I thought young children from miles around would be coming around to use my toilet, especially because I had this amazing air freshener, come in, leave me a present and go, I'm not sure I would buy it. I'm not sure I would. It would have the opposite effect for me.
Yeah, I would agree.
So he needs to go, but he doesn't want to go in his own bathroom. He wants to go to Paul's house.
I'm going to do a poo at Paul's.
Well, has anyone consulted Paul on this, or his mum?
I don't.
How do you think they feel?
I don't believe children are that discerning. I think they're quite happy to poo anywhere.
But the worst
really?
Thing, his mum obliges. Okay, then I'll take you round to Paul's house.
Ah, but as a parent, you would do that.
Why?
Well, because when your child poos, it can be very messy.
Well, so okay.
I'd rather, you know, do it in a different bathroom and not your own.
Yeah, but how does Paul's mum feel about this? Has anyone consulted her, is what I'm saying? It's all very well going on to do a poo at Paul's house. I think he's being a little bit presumptuous.
I think Paul's being used as well.
So do I.
I'm going to do a poo at Paul's.
So what happens? He just goes...
Mum just goes round, knocks
on. Knocks on the door. Hi, Paul. Yeah, can we use your bathroom a second? Bit of a rush, sorry. 5 minutes later. Yeah. Thanks very much. Bye. I'd leave it in there 5 minutes if I was you.
So he missed a little bit, sorry.
Oh. I just think it's a bit strange. Why do you think Paul's being used? What, just for the bathroom action?
Well, it's not like he wants to go round to...
He's not a friend of his.
...play board games and do a poo.
He's just playing him for his bathroom because of the nice-smelling air freshener.
Board games?
I don't know.
We've gone back to 1948.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.